This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing.
Wow, we're getting 7 after the hour already. Hello. Time for a wonderful day. And the girls are saying, oh, this is going to be a special day. I can tell already. The girls are. Jennifer Horn, you're not offended by me calling you a girl, right, Jennifer?
No, I'll take it as long as you'll call me that.
I will. What would mm-hmm. I? What else would I call you? Ladies.
An old lady,
Ma'am. Victoria Keelan.
No.
All right, so let's get right to what's going on. The anger management department of America, in essence. We have a lot of people who are really angry, some justifiably, some not. But I guess when I'm looking at this story of the break room, do you know what the break room is? Either of you ever heard of the break room?
Like in a workspace, or yeah. Just, is there one?
There's a company that charges a fee for people to come in and blow off steam, get rid of anger, relieve anxiety. They did a lot of business after the Falcons lost the Super Bowl to New England. People smashed the likeness of Tom Brady's face. They went into this room and they just got really angry. It'd be nice if they got angry about something important.
Is this the place where you can bring your own stuff with you if you want? Like, if
yes.
you break up with someone, you can bring
yep.
memorabilia
yep.
and
yep.
break it all? Yeah, that sounds
yep.
fun.
Yep,
wow.
That's what this called. The break room has two meanings. In one circumstance, or in one sense, the break room is to go take a break. But the other part of it is you can bring things there to break to make you feel better. If that's what it does to help you relieve stress, trash thing, as you just suggested, pictures and things that are a part of anger management, I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what people get so angry about. You know, when I'm upset, I go to exercise. What about you? What do you do, Jennifer, when you get upset about something? I don't even like the word anger. But what do you do?
Sometimes I scream in my car.
Do you?
Really? Sometimes.
Windows up or down?
Up. If I'm, like, really frustrated, I'll just have to let it all out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It depends. It depends on what I'm angry about, what kind of anger it is. If it's just frustration, a good scream is great.
Yeah, that's true.
Screaming is good. What about you, Victoria? What do you do when you get angry?
I curse a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll scream. The F word is very satisfying to
is
just
it?
Yell.
So unladylike, though, isn't it?
Oh, jeez.
I don't think I ever heard my mother use the F word.
My mother never has either.
My older sister, I don't think I've ever heard her use it either. My younger sister has.
It's kind of times, because I let that puppy fly, too. Sometimes when I'm happy, just kind of.
I don't
really.
Think there's a gender assigned to curse words, but whatever. I drop a couple
right.
F-bombs.
Yeah, but
the
expectation is that women would be more genteel and be more, whatever.
Whose expectation is that?
Ladylike.
Now you're angry.
Yeah,
Doug.
I think
it's Doug.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay, so Doug wants us all to be little
gentlemen.
Ladies.
And just because
yeah.
you haven't heard your sister's curse doesn't mean that they don't. I don't
right.
around my family, but
no.
around other people I might.
Really? Under what circumstances?
I don't know. Happy, sad, angry. Whenever
yeah.
I feel like it.
Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Whatever.
You name it.
Yeah.
But also a good walk through the park is very therapeutic as well.
I went to a session last night that was aimed at getting people to understand their anger and what to do with it. And the anger in this circumstance had to do not necessarily with relationships, but it sort of came around to that and how you let the steam off or how you deal with it in one way or another. And it became a meditation class. And I thought it was really very interesting how people dealt with things that are it's such a frustrating thing. But this was brought about by my interest in it was more because of the way it was promoted online just after the situation broke with the fellow in the classroom in San Bernardino, and the anger that's associated with relationships and how people more, because it's love, it's the kind of stuff, and you realize that many times people are so interested in placing blame and fixing the blame, and that doesn't work. You just have to kind of figure out what it's about and move on. Anyway, I was thinking about this. When I first saw the anger management thing, I was thinking how it might apply to the people who were on that plane the other day, the United Airlines flight from Chicago to Louisville. Man, has this thing become an unbelievable can of worms. And I'm reading a letter that was sent, was posted online yesterday with the video from the plane that shows these two clowns that have police jackets on ripping this guy out of his seat and pulling him down the aisle. And you can see there's no question, there's none, when you look at this as to what kind of a fiasco this was, this created for them, and they deserve every bit of bad publicity. I don't care what the CEO, I mean, the CEO looks like an idiot, too.
Oh, he's toast. He's done.
In this circumstance. He's finished his career. He sends an email that he doesn't think is going to get publicized, saying that his employees were right, when clearly they were not. I've heard in three or four different circumstances what this, and I can just see this because we've all experienced it. The gate agent was a jerk and surly and angry. This just, the person who wrote this letter online writes the following. The disgusting mishandling of the situation, including everyone from the rude ticket agent, we've all seen those people, what the hell they're in that job for, remains to be seen, who demanded this man give up his seat. And it turns out the flight wasn't overbooked. That's the other thing. Did you see that?
That's the last kicker. That just came out,
Yeah. The worst possible. This fellow that wrote the letter had students on his plane. They'd been to some science contest or something over the weekend, and there were seven of his students on the plane with him, and they watched this thing in horror. High school students, traumatizing many of them. I was appalled, he writes, at how United and the officers handled the situation, but I was encouraged by my fellow passengers' attempts to interfere, even though we all kind of felt helpless. Some passengers audibly protested to the officers. Some stood in the way, and then they were removed. Now, that kind of stuff. Remember when United put you first? Remember that was their slogan? United, remember?
Did they?
Yeah. No, they didn't, but they said that they did. So the...
It's so silly because United actually wasn't in the wrong asking the guy to get off the flight because part of what we signed. But wait, I mean, they had the rules behind them. But the problem
the rules should change.
They should, and we could talk about it. But they had the rules behind them, and instead of just letting that embolden them, they went on and they pulled this guy off, and they're never going to get past those images. I mean, never, ever, ever. You could have the power of everything behind you saying you're right, and having the image of that man pulled off of a plane is going to negate it every single time.
Yeah.
And he got bloodied on the way, and there's a woman... Someone was filming it from a different angle. I mean, a lot of people were filming it. But then there was another woman who was just horrified when she looked down and he had blood, I think, on his head or something. And she screamed, look what you just did to him. I mean, this is a 69-year-old?
69-year-old David Dow is his name.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
I'm not trying to be funny here, but I feel like this is something that could happen to you, Dougie. Have you thought about this?
Oh, absolutely. And I would not get off the plane. If I was sitting in the
seat, you want it.
I would not get off the plane. The rule that you just referred to, Jennifer, is something that has to be done at the ticket counter. It is not to be done on the plane. They should never have given him a
boarding
ticket
pass?
To get on the plane. They should never have given him a boarding pass. Never. And so that's where this thing falls apart. And then when you find out that they weren't overbooked anyway, and they bumped him for no reason...
Was it for the crew?
Why?
Well, yeah, I thought it was to transport the crew or something, right?
Another crew down to Louisville for whatever. This is, and you don't do that anyway. That doesn't make sense. You put the crew members So then you just really are showing that the airline is for your benefit and not for the passenger's benefit.
Right, because that's they want to get their crew so that another plane isn't late.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and here's my question. If it's in the thing that you sign that they can kick you off if it's overbooked, if it's not overbooked, can they still kick you off if you're a paying passenger?
So they can they can pretty much kick you off for whatever, they want.
Whatever
right.
they want. Huh.
I bet after this that starts to change.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So this guy
I actually don't mind the rules, because sometimes you need to get someone off a plane. Sometimes something's not right. If you trust the company, you empower them to have that ruling if they handle it responsibly. Clearly, they're just not up to that at this point.
But this removing someone who was, like, drunk or disorderly or a problem.
I mean, sitting there.
Yeah, so obviously if someone is being disorderly or abusive to other people, that's obviously you want the people to be able to have the power to remove them. But in this case, this rule, I think there's going to be a lot of backlash that's going to continue.
Should be. It's very interesting. Every single union, the pilots' union, the flight attendants' union, both who would have a sway in this, have agreed that this, quote, the involuntary bump should never result in a passenger being physically injured. The pilots union said they were disturbed by what happened. United says it's going to review its own policies for handling situations like this. What a bunch of crap that is. These guys are so full of it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you'll see Mr. Munoz go out to pasture. If they got any brains at all on the board. This isn't going to go away either, by the way. This fellow hired a high-powered lawyer who has already sued and gotten $500 million out of United in other incidents like this. He's going to go right to town. I'd be suing the living hell. If I were on the plane and it didn't happen to me, I'd sue him for trauma.
Yeah.
For emotional trauma. So everyone on that plane should... That teaches them a lesson. I mean, this just is not acceptable. It's not necessary. The arrogance... And this is... You go back to the government and they approve these deals. There's no reason Continental United ever had to get together. They were both airlines that were doing fine on their own. They only did it so that, under the circumstances, stockholders could make more money. I'm all for making as much money as we all can. But not so that it looks like this. It just is disgusting, and this guy is a moron, and they ought to just be cleaning house there. And that's another reason not to fly on United. It's 19 after the hour, so I'm going into the anger room now. Thank you. Excuse me.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Said every day we seem to be going through this, the dead and the dying from the world of music, and that happens. The people who are from my era that were rockers lived a hard life, many of them, and so they're paying the price by leaving the planet at this point. John Warren Giles is an example of that, the Jay Giles Band. He's the founder of the band. He lived in Groton, Massachusetts, in a really neat old Victorian house. I remember driving by it any number of times, right by Groton Academy. His death was not suspicious. If you understand how he lived his life, then you would understand there's nothing about it. It would be like somebody trying to figure out when Keith Richards dies, do you think you're going to bother with an autopsy on him? I don't think so. Anyway, so there are a lot of great songs. Love Stinks, Centerfold, Freezer Frame, among those that come to my mind. His band released their first album in 1970, and with it, the first song, Love Stinks. That was in 1980. They had Centerfold 81. And the album came from Freeze Frame, was number one for 4 weeks, stayed on the charts for 70 weeks. He was only 71. But lived life to the fullest, as you can imagine. I think he's from Boston originally, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, I think all those guys are, right?
Yeah. I
thought I think just last year they did some shows together.
Yes, they did.
So yeah. Wow.
So the Jay Giles Band, it's always, I love that name. There was something about that. They just, it so easily represented who they were. You look at a picture of me, oh yeah, I can see the band being called the Jay Giles Band. It stuck. So too bad, the end of his career and the end of that era. Looks like things are getting bad for Jeff Cook, too, from Alabama. This is, was it yesterday we had the person on that had expertise in Parkinson's? Yeah, it was. The doctor, this is Parkinson's Awareness Month, and we had a doctor on yesterday talking about the nuances of Parkinson's. Apparently, Jeff Cook has had this problem for 4 years, and he's now just talking about the diagnosis.
Wow.
He's the guitarist, fiddle player for Alabama. He kept all of this secret, but now because of the effect it's had on his body's ability to play, he's got to pull back from touring, so he told the members of the group that he's got Parkinson's. What happens, for those of you who don't remember the conversation from yesterday, Parkinson's, or haven't known anybody, you've heard the story, but you don't really know what it does. It robs you of your coordination, so you can't walk right. Your hands are not steady. There's a part of your brain that gets attacked like this, and you have tremors because of it.
The worst thing is a lot of times it attacks the speech, and so people have a hard time communicating, eating, swallowing.
Oh, look at Michael J. Fox. Most of the time people think that it's for older people, but it's not. It's, it attacks people of different ages. Cook wrote, "For me, this has made it extremely frustrating to try and play the guitar, the fiddle, or even to sing. I've tried not to burden anybody with the details of my condition because I don't want the music to stop or the party to end. And that won't change no matter what. Let me say, I'm not calling it quits, but sometimes our bodies dictate what we have to do, and mine is telling me it's time to take a break and to heal." Well, hopefully he will, because there are new treatments, as that doctor explained to us yesterday. There are new ways of dealing with this. Anyway, the plans call for Cook to join the rest of the band on their May 27th show at down at Orange Beach, Alabama. Then there's an event in June. Otherwise, he's only going to perform with them when he's up to it. Anyway, they have other musicians, I'm sure, that will cover all of this stuff, because that's the way it works. You find somebody dies. You know, will Jay Giles go on? Without Jay Giles, I think that'd be a little difficult.
Probably,
in this circumstance, they can probably find somebody. Too bad. 28 past the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Stay off the bandwagon. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The bandwagon effect occurs when the probability of one person adopting a belief increases based on the number of people who hold that belief. In other words, if a bunch of people believe something, a bunch more are likely to as well. And that means you, too. So be careful, because a whole lot of people have believed some awfully inaccurate and at times very dangerous ideas in the past. And why? Well, because a great deal many others believe those ideas. Of course, as soon as you heard me describe the idea of bandwagon effect, your first thought was likely about others whom you perceive to be victims of it, and not your own use of the bandwagon effect. And that's because of your blind spot bias. But that sounds like a whole other future Emotional Management Minute. For more awareness, download Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room, presented by Speed Queen. For a super productive space, laundry rooms should be organized to keep items used often close at hand. Wall cabinets with wire baskets below are great to store detergents, dryer sheets, and cleaning supplies. Wall-mounted brackets for irons or ironing boards can clear up counters for your folding space. Add shelves to unused corners, and you've got space for storage baskets to hold everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
The commute was exhausting. I was spending more time in my car than I was with my kids. It was tough for all of us. So we used Zillow to look for a place closer to work. Sure, there were some trade-offs, but I feel like I got my family back.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Four after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Tara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. This is today's DJV experience. When you think about United Airlines, you think about this fiasco that took place. I can't remember spending so much time on anything in a long time. So United has subtly released, or at least they hired somebody to discredit this guy. Dr. David Dow, now we find out he is, according to some information that has been made, quote-unquote, public today, he plays poker. So that's obviously a problem. He apparently was also, he's a doctor specializing in pulmonary disease, and he has been convicted of trading prescription drugs for sex, according to documents. that were filed yesterday with the Kentucky Board of Medical Licensing.
Oh, boy.
He was arrested in 2003 on drug-related offenses following an undercover investigation.
Did he get disbarred or lose his medical license or whatever the equivalent is?
No. Neither of those things. But... You know,
I hate this, though, because now it's going to take the attention away from United.
Right.
They're still at fault. It's his background doesn't matter.
That's exactly right. That's why, yes, you're right, Kara, right on the nose. What difference does it make whether this guy's a good guy or a bad guy? He was sitting there minding his own business just because he may have done something that was distasteful or wrong in his past. That has no reflection whatsoever, although the PR spinners will try to make it seem that way. You know, O'Reilly Spin Room.
These are the spin doctors.
By the way, O'Reilly announced last night on his program he was taking a vacation, an extended vacation, because he needs a rest.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I'd get out of there, too.
We'll figure that one out.
A lot of people were saying it was his last show, but everybody that from Fox says, oh, no, it's pre-planned. He'll be back the 24th.
Well, see about that. Meanwhile, Representative Tom Marino from Pennsylvania... been nominated to be the new head of the Drug Enforcement Agency. I cannot stand it when they call him the Drug Czar or any of these people in these positions. They're called czars. That's
that
a Russian
weird.
Term that connotes nothing but bad.
The first time I heard about that was just a few years under the Obama administration when he had started appointing czars, and now it continues on. It's just so strange. It's a weird term.
Speaking of the Obama administration... they basically retired the phrase war on drugs, Jennifer, because they wanted to center or focus more on public health issues, which probably are more appropriate. But it seems Mr. Pence has had his way here for a while. This guy Marino is a hardliner, and he wants to put nonviolent drug offenders in a hospital/prison. What is that going to do for anybody?
A hospital is not
hospital
a terrible
fine.
Place. Right.
Yeah. But if you're incarcerating these people
drugs... Well, but if this is a hospital that makes you stay in it, why not?
Well, I think maybe rather than... I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon of being critical. I'm just telling you what his position is. Let's see what happens. Let's kind of watch this, because most people in America don't think... especially if you're not hurting anybody else other than yourself, that these people don't belong in jail. We've got way too many people in jail on drug offenses that ought not to be there. So let's see what this guy does. But, you know, it's easy on one side to... It's kind of like with this Dr. Dow. Let's find as much bad about this guy as we can and tell everybody, because the news media is happy to do that, especially in the case of this administration. So let's just sort of see what happens. First blush, if what he has said in the past is any connector to reality, then there might be room for some criticism. But I think let's give it a rest a little bit. I'm just giving you that as a point of information, frankly. Here's some more information. This is from the we have a new portion of the program that comes from the wedding desk. We have several ladies who maybe I know one for sure is getting hitched and the other one maybe. So there are lots of moments on this program we devote to wedding news. It's too bad there wasn't an echo chamber here. Wedding news.
Well, it's also just wedding season. I mean, everyone's getting lots of wedding invitations and stuff like that. So, yeah.
New survey from Priceline.
Doug and I are not getting wedding invitations, are we, Doug?
Yeah, I haven't gotten any. I'm not going.
I haven't gotten one this season.
I haven't gotten any. A new survey from Priceline.com broke down just how crazy it is to go to a wedding. This is 1,000 adults over the age of 21 who were asked questions about going to weddings. It costs $600 on average for each wedding-related event. Yeesh. When you go to...
maybe we're happy we don't have
any. I'm saving you guys money.
Yes, thank you very much.
Plus airfare? That's over $1,000 probably, right?
I'd drive. I'm not taking the plane to New York, Jersey, wherever it is. Survey also found that many people between the age of 21 and 34 end up skipping weddings because of how expensive it is, particularly when it comes to accommodations. Yeah, that's what costs the most. You go to the hotel.
Yep.
People have it at a fancy place, $800 a night. Who's going to do that?
If it's, yeah. I mean, I just figure if it's someone that I'm not that close with, I'd rather just send them a little more money or spend more on the gift. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I'd rather just do that and not be there. And then they can put someone who's really closer to them on the list.
Forget it. I'm not sending you anything. Okay. Next up in wedding news, Domino's has created a registry that gives married people something they'll actually enjoy as a wedding gift, a pizza registry.
Sure, why not? Why not?
Nothing better than a good piece of dough from Domino's. Registry, is there a worse pizza?
I think it's actually kind of a funny gift. Because
Domino's, though, Domino's doesn't come across as being a good quality pizza. So like,
you know, I don't typically eat a lot of Domino's pizza, but I have had it since they changed their formula, and it's a lot better.
Is it better?
The crust that's got like garlicky stuff on it, I think it's all right.
They have a gluten-free crust that's actually really good and thin and crunchy, so order pizza, that's where I get it from.
It's changed. I don't give it another chance. I don't eat pizza anyway because usually it's got gluten in it, and that doesn't work for me.
Right.
So this registry from Domino's is filled with different pizza-filled occasions, the thank you card-a-thon, right? Hundreds of thank you notes to your parents' friends isn't quite so miserable. The post-honeymoon adjustment to real-life occasion, likely to be popular because the only thing that can make coming home from a trip to Bora Bora not so terrible is a good slice of pizza. So you can log on to the Domino's site, separate page for the registry. Couples can't actually sign up for the pizza. Yeah, it lets you buy the couple of Domino's gift card, and they have to go down and buy it themselves or pick it up themselves. Anyway, Domino's delivers, though, don't they? Isn't that their slogan?
Yeah.
Domino's delivers, right?
Mm-hmm. I think they're the ones who kind of created the 30 minutes or less, right? Wasn't that Domino's?
I think that could have been. Yeah,
might have been. All right, in a moment, the ladies Biff and Biff will give us the update on things from the world of sports. Right now, I want to update you on how your circulatory system is working. Or maybe better yet, ask you the question about your energy, your stamina, your blood pressure. If you are having problems and you would like their minor problems and you want them not to become major problems, our suggestion, when I say our suggestion, all of us are on Superbeats. Jennifer is, Kara is, Victoria is. And so we see and understand the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. It is the best. 2,500 milligrams per beet in terms of nitric oxide, nitric content, nitrates they're called. You can also get them from cabbage, but if you have I had a plate full of cabbage the other night and
Sorry for anyone who was around you.
Right. Yeah, it was my son's idea, too. He said, this was a very nice restaurant, and they had a special kind of cabbage, and I don't like to eat meat, so we ordered the cabbage for me. And it was good, but it was, and I had beets, too, with it. I had a beet salad and cabbage. So you can imagine how pleasant it was to be around me for the next 24 hours. Anyway, I was doing stuff that was good for me. You can do things, and there's no gas attached to Superbeats. That's probably their new slogan. How about that? Let's all use that in some way, shape, or form. There's no gas attached to Superbeats. What do you think of that, Jennifer, for slogan? You think they'll like it?
I think it's encouraging, for sure.
Is it?
I can't wait to tweet those words.
Convincing. I will do some tweeting on your Facebook page and social media about Superbeats. And you'll join the millions of other people who are using this wonderful product that will help you have a healthy blood flow, keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. This is, when we talk about Superbeets, I don't know, do you still think I have to explain GMO out, good beets in? And they, by the way, remind me when we come back, I got to tell you a story about Monsanto and another black eye for them in a minute. Anyway, the beets that are grown non-GMO, they cook them, they dry them, and then they powder them, and they put them in a canister. You get a month's supply free when you start the program by dialing 800-655-4183. You probably don't care. If you hear it's a natural product and it will help you with your blood pressure, you may not know or care too much more about it than that. Although you get down into the weeds and you can figure out that this is a great product for all kinds of really good reasons. Do yourself a favor. Do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Or even better yet, you'll find it more interesting if you go to DougLikesBeats.com. You see the whole story and then you order, get free shipping too, and a guarantee this will work or your money back. 30-day supply is free with your first order. The book about Beats is there. It's a great package, actually, and a good way to learn about how your body's working. 800-655-4183, if you please, or order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
April is Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month and shines a light on this serious disorder affecting approximately 1 million people in the U.S. Parkinson's disease is a progressive chronic movement disorder that can lead to tremors, muscle stiffness, and slow movements. As the disease advances, some people may begin to have increasing off episodes or periods of slowness, stiffness, and overall poor mobility, despite taking their medication as prescribed. Dr. Fennett T. Phipps, Associate Professor of Neurology at Vanderbilt University, further explains.
As Parkinson's disease progresses, patients may have to take higher doses of their medications more often and still experience off time. This can make living with their disease both difficult and unpredictable. Because Parkinson's disease progression varies from patient to patient, it's important for people with advanced Parkinson's to speak with their doctor about how symptoms are changing over time and how best to manage these symptoms.
Talk to your doctor or visit PDAdvocates.com for information about Parkinson's disease education, support, and resources.
All right, here we are at 46 past the hour, the DJV experience. This is something that, it's extraordinary that broadcasters still don't remember. The mic is always on. Duh. So here's a BBC golf commentator named Peter Alice, is that how you pronounce it? Alice,
yeah.
What's happening to him, Victoria?
Well, I think it's time for this guy to hang it up.
It's time for Biff Keelan, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, he may be better called today.
So this kind of started with an interview that he did with The Telegraph, a newspaper over in the UK, and he made a series of odd comments that, about women, saying essentially that, you know, he likes women, but he wants them to be more delicate. He said, I don't want to be bullied by them. I don't care for macho women. And yet they're prevalent today, and very prevalent in some cases, and very forward. So, of course, that comment got him in hot water. Then, as he was commentating on the Masters, when Sergio Garcia sunk the final putt to when he won the Masters, his hot mic was on, and Peter Aulis didn't realize it and was heard saying about his about Sergio Garcia's fiance, Angela Atkins. She kind of kneeled to the ground when she was so excited that he won, and he said she's got the shortest skirt on the campus. And so, I guess, and that went across multiple mics picked that up. So, he's in big trouble now. The BBC addressed it yesterday and said, while believing he was off the air, Peter made a lighthearted remark, which he now knows was inappropriate.
I've got to work for United.
Who cares?
Biff.
Biff. He's got a short skirt. Come on.
Biff Horn. LeBron James has a short skirt. Is that what's going on with him?
That's the rumor. No. LeBron James, who has got his fingers in lots of projects, doesn't always know what the next one will be for his family foundation, but he knows that they're in the lab every day trying to figure out what's next. He and his foundation have determined their next major project. They're teaming up with Akron Public Schools to create a new public school called the I Promise School. Yeah. That's right. The school will educate students like those who are part of James Foundation, students who are at risk in reading and who are in need of additional academic intervention before falling further behind their peers. He said the school is so important to him because the vision is to create a place for kids in Akron who need it most, those that could fall through the cracks if something isn't done. So he said if we get them on track early enough, we can keep them there and give them a bigger and brighter future for themselves and their families. Great project. The school is scheduled to open in the fall of 2018. It will start with third and fourth grades and expand to first and second in the fall of 2019. By 2022, Dougie, the school will open to students in grades 1 through 8.
Really? Good.
Yeah, they get in by lottery, which is really cool.
Yeah, he's done so much great work for his hometown.
I think he's turned himself around. He was a jerk when he was a kid, but he's pretty much smart.
A little arrogant, but now he does a ton of projects like this one, which is great.
I don't have time for the Monsanto story now, but I promise you later on. Everybody's got to stick around. 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Imagine. Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
After the hour now, every day at this time, it's Tech Talk time. So we have technology in the focus, and Victoria Keelan will bring us up to date on what hackers have done for Amazon. There are some robots in your future, but then you knew that. And then maybe a reverse on an idea to put cell phones into the airplane. That'll be good news, I hope. We'll have that info after I ask you a simple question. Are you a boss who's hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place is not enough to find good quality candidates. Duh. You want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all of the top job sites. And now you can do that free with ZipRecruiter.com. You post your job to hundreds of job sites, social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. One click does it. That's it. Find candidates anywhere in the country, from any industry. Post once. Watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You don't have to juggle emails. You don't have to worry about calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person quickly. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies, thousands of small and independent businesses as well. Use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. I'll repeat that. Use ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, free usage of ZipRecruiter to get your next hire. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what's the... Amazon is not the guilty party here. Looks like the third-party sellers who are using Amazon to sell their stuff are the problem. They're being hacked? What's going on?
Yeah, so third-party sellers on Amazon account for more than half of the entire site's sales. Mm-hmm. So Amazon acts kind of as the conduit for a lot of independent companies, and they'll use Amazon as their marketplace, and that's where the transaction gets handled. So what happens is they've become a target for hackers, and unfortunately, this is now, there's a new report from the Wall Street Journal saying that online hackers have been changing bank deposit information going between Amazon and these third-party sellers. They're messing with their accounts. They're posting fake deals that people are falling for. I mean, it's really, there just isn't security in place for them. And they're saying now that it's cost third-party sellers as much as $50,000, which if you're an independent business, I mean, that's a huge hit. Yeah, that's a huge hit. So security experts are saying if you're selling merchandise online, whether it's Etsy or Amazon, be sure to use unique passwords. It's always a good place to start. Microsoft says use at least 8 characters. A 2-step verification is also another good thing. Apple really encourages that. And if you're an online shopper, prices that seem to be too good on Amazon, they usually are. So don't fall for that either. And Amazon obviously wants to protect the sellers and the consumers. But it's, you know, in this digital age, you have to just be really careful.
Look out. Okay, those of you who get creeped out by robots, if you're planning on going to Disney anytime soon, now's the time to go, because apparently Disney is going to try to institute a huggable interactive robot into both or all of their... this is from Westworld. That's a creepy show in and of itself.
It's a very creepy show, yeah.
Yeah, so what's going on?
Well, Disney, I mean, basically Disney, you know, is really falling behind Universal. Disney doesn't update their parks as nearly as much as Universal does, and so they're just trying to go high-tech and have interaction. You know, at Universal, they have the Jurassic Park things, and the T-Rexes are so lifelike that and they interact with the crowd, so I think this is Disney's attempt to do that, yeah.
Yeah, it's spooky. All right.
It is a little, yeah.
FCC, Federal Communications Commission, withdrawing a proposal that would have allowed cell phones on planes. This is good news for United. Nobody be able to take shots or use their phone to report what might happen up in the air. Anyway, so this is something that came about, and everybody said, oh, my God, no. And then it was pushed, and so now apparently the new FCC commissioner under Trump says forget it. Right.
Well, I think that most people who fly a lot, and you were, I remember when we first talked about this proposal, you thought this was a terrible idea.
Awful. Yeah.
And anyone who flies a lot knows this could be a disaster. No one wants to hear people on the phone. So luckily,
yeah,
remember
when you're on the ground
this
before you take off, listening to some of these noodles and their foolish conversations, but to do it up in the air,
Yeah, and I agree with the new FCC commissioner, Ajit Pai. He said, I don't believe that moving forward with this plan is in the public interest. Taking it off the table permanently is a victory for Americans who, like me, value a moment of quiet at 30,000 feet.
Yeah, thank you.
He's right.
Right. Good night. Give me a movie and something to eat, and I'll leave you alone. You leave me alone. That's it. All right, so that's a good report. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, one of the stars of the DJV Experience at 59 after.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.